Stephen Reinecke, welcome back to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Thank you, Kathleen. Great to see you again.
Last time you were here, we were talking about a film live with orchestra, which was Superman. And now it's John Williamsy once again with the music of Star Wars coming up. Tell us about this program.
Well, clearly we can't get enough John Williams, you know. To me, there's never enough John Williams.
No. And
it's completely different universes from Superman to the music of Star Wars. And this concert is extremely special. I've actually done it with a few of my other orchestras, but it's the first time I'm bringing this particular concert to the TSO. And even though I've done, obviously, music from Star Wars on past concerts, I've never done something like this. I've put together the most comprehensive Star Wars program I've ever created, and perhaps that ever has been created, because what I've done is I have been able to now include music from all 9 movies in the Star Wars saga, as well as the 2 anthology films, Rogue One and Solo, A Star Wars Story. I put them all in chronological order of how they happen in the Star Wars universe, not when they came out, but how everything plays out in the Star Wars universe. And I've got some unique storytelling about the progression of the Star Wars saga throughout the selections that I've chosen. And one reason why it's also so special and I think it's so unique is that I end with a brand new suite of music from Star Wars Episode 9, which has yet to be published. It's going to be published. The pandemic kind of got in the way of that, and it's still not out yet. But by special permission of John Williams himself, I will be presenting the, I think, Canadian premiere, because nobody else has access to this music up here yet, the Canadian premiere of John Williams' suite of music. And I'll do the entire 4-movement suite from Episode 9, and that closes out our concert.
Oh, so it's amazing.
It's very special.
Okay, so Star Wars fans, yeah. Absolutely not to be missed.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, actually, because you are spanning the whole story, and as you know, alluded to, they didn't come out in the chronological order of the story. How does the music work when you look at it from, or listen to it from that vantage point?
Well, you don't really get a total sense of that sort of timeline. The biggest thing you get a sense of is the use of leitmotifs. You really see how John uses the leitmotifs that represent certain characters like Yoda and like Darth Vader. Every movie ends up adding its own themes, many of which have become very, very famous. Like, we never hear the Darth Vader march, Darth Vader's theme, until The Empire Strikes Back. So, you know, it's really fascinating.
What is it that keeps people coming back, both to the music and to the films?
I mean, say what you will about the movies, but they've obviously had a long-lasting impact on our popular culture. That first movie was a huge, huge hit when it came out, Star Wars A New Hope in 1977. But I know the actors did not think it was going to be a huge hit. They were thinking, what is this goofy thing that we have made? And I think they were pretty shocked that this space opera became the phenomenon that it did. But it's just such a fantastical story of, again, a epic battle between good and evil that takes place. It's an epic. It takes place over an extremely long amount of time.
Part of the interesting thing about this particular program, because you're spanning all of these films, is that you have multiple composers. So it's not all John Williams. There's also Michael Giacchino and there's John Powell. Can you contrast and compare?
Well, John's themes are, he contributed the most themes, and they're simply iconic. But Michael Giacchino and John Powell are both fantastic composers, and their scores are terrific as well. I will say in this, my program I've put together, that for Rogue One, because that was all Giacchino, I do a suite of music from Rogue One that's excellent. I'm a huge Michael Giacchino fan, and I'm a huge John Powell fan as well, but I did not use any of John Powell's music, because John Williams did contribute one main theme, and that was The Adventures of Han is what it's called. And it's like it's the new at the time Han Solo big theme. And so that's actually what we do in this program is John Williams, The Adventures of Han, from which John Powell based so much of the movie around those themes.
Speaking of John Williams, as one always does when talking about Star Wars, have you met him?
I am so fortunate to say, finally, yes. No, we've talked before, and I said, no, I've never had the opportunity to meet him, and, you know, I hope that happens someday. Well, that day happened. Summer of 22, I met John Williams in Washington, D.C. at the Kennedy Center. We were doing a week-long celebration honoring his 90th birthday, and it was a big to-do and star-studded event with a gala concert with the orchestra, with all kinds of great stars. Bookending the festival were two concerts I conducted. We opened with a screening of the movie E.T. live to film, where I conducted the entire score. And then we closed with a screening of Jurassic Park, where I conducted the score live to film. And on both of those occasions, conducted these entire movie scores in front of Steven Spielberg and John Williams.
Oh, wow.
Talk about nerve-wracking. But those are some of my greatest memories. I mean, looking, John Williams sat in a box for E.T., but not for Jurassic Park. He wanted to be backstage, and he had them keep the stage door open. So every time I would look to my left-hand side past the violins, I saw John Williams sitting there in a chair just watching me, not watching a movie or anything, just watching me conduct his score, which is a great memory because by that time I did get to know him a little bit. Throughout the week, we had many conversations, and in preparation for this, I found one of his early jazz records. Not everybody knows he used to be a phenomenal jazz piano player. Well, probably still is. Well, he says he doesn't. Anyway, great jazz piano player, and when he was 26 or so, one of the albums he made, I found a copy of it with a collector in Japan, and I bought it, and I got it shipped to me in time. And I took it, and I had John Williams sign it, but he was like, where on earth did you get this? And it was just, it really broke the ice between the two of us, but he, everybody told me this was going to be the case, and it absolutely was. He is one of the most humble, genuine, kindest people there is on the planet. He was just an absolute joy and very complimentary of my work as well and supportive. We had great talks about conducting these scores, and it was so fun. Like E.T., he said, I love what you're doing with it there because it's, you know, it's different than how I originally recorded it. And I said, that's okay, right? He said, absolutely. I wish I didn't record it that way back in the day, but it's forever there on the movie. And so then we started talking about it. He's like, oh, start this a little earlier or end this a little later, and this doesn't actually hit on anything, but if you move it here, it will accentuate this action in the movie. So he's like, if I had the chance to go back and re-record this, I would do it differently. That was a long time ago. And so just to hear from him the freedom of when you're doing a movie score, as long as it's not a movie musical where they're singing, you know, you can change it up as you see fit to some degree to actually accentuate what's happening on the screen. It's like conducting ballet in real time.
I would never have thought that. That's amazing.
It's really cool.
What a wonderful insight.
Yes, you can change it and make it slightly different than in what it originally was.
Now, if you were to recommend two or three pieces from the Star Wars soundtrack for someone to listen to, what would make the list?
Ooh, I think everybody knows, or most people know, the real bombastic things, you know, obviously the main title and Darth Vader's theme, whatnot. I'm a big fan of John's ballads, the beautiful music, like Across the Stars is beautiful, beautiful cut. Luke and Leia, their theme for the brother and sister is really a spectacular one with a gorgeous horn solo in it. Yoda's theme, I think, is really great. One of the most energetic ones that I always gets everybody's blood pumping and is not on this program because it takes chorus. So that'd be a different concert I would do, and I've done in the past. I need to have a big chorus to do this, and that's Duel of the Fates from Episode 1, Phantom Menace. That's an exciting one if you want to get your blood pumping.
Stephen Reinecke, it sounds like a fantastic program, and thank you in advance for bringing the Canadian premiere of this exciting suite and toy, toy, toy.
Thank you. I want to encourage everybody to dress up in your favorite cosplay, your favorite Star Wars characters, and please join us at Roy Thompson Hall. Thank you, Kathleen.